Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Yo Bravs. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, what's going on?
Hi, babe. You look so good and glowy today.
Why, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. I went out of the apartment, like, I went to the UPS store.
Yeah. Oh, the days when that wasn't such a big deal. It's like a big, like, well, I went out of the apartment today. Yee-haw! It's party time now. Everybody,
I mean,
welcome
basically
to
what happened.
Oh, go ahead.
No, just basically what happened was that, remember I told the story last week about how someone broke into my car and they left the door open? Well, it drained my battery, so I had to get a jump, and then I had to drive around for like 20 minutes. And so Dom and I, we decided to drive around, and then we drove to Lake Hollywood and took a walk around Lake Hollywood, sort of an impromptu walk, which was a really nice and peaceful thing to do amidst a week of madness. And as a little fun bonus, we got to see the Top Chef house. So there you go. I mean, like...
Oh, that's cool.
No wonder why I'm glowing.
Yeah, that's cool.
I got the malarkey glow on me. Yeah, so that's what that's about.
Well, today we are going to start off, obviously, hope everybody's doing okay out there, that you're keeping safe from everything really that's going on, and also that you're speaking your mind and... you know, our hearts are with you. And we are shouting out, starting today, Black-owned businesses. So please comment. There's an Instagram post that you can go comment with your Black-owned business. Or you can email us at watchwhatcrappens@gmail.com. Just use the subject line, Black-owned business shout-out, so that we can find you in search. Yeah. Because we do use the search function, okay? First, yes. I'm going to start with Ooh Polish. It's 3 O's Polish. You can find them on Instagram. They're diversifying beauty and nail care with inclusive imagery and 80-plus handmade African-inspired shades. And they're vegan and certified cruelty-free. And they've got some beautiful stuff. I'm going through their Instagram right now. Beautiful colors. So that's Ooh Polish, 000 Polish. And there is Cream and Crumbs, which is an ice cream shop. They say a dope-ass ice cream shop. They're reopening June 19th, so go check them out. You can find them on Instagram as well.
That's awesome. And I also would like to give a shout-out to one of our listeners, Lindsay, who wrote in and said that Lindsay wants to give a shout-out to little sister Nandi, who designs ready-to-wear clothing for men and women, as well as custom-made gowns for any special occasion. She's even made couture clothing that even Sutton would be proud to wear. Wow, that's big. Her focus is creating bespoke, original clothing for people from every size and age range, and she even made Lindsay's wedding dress and has created many one-of-a-kind bridesmaids and prom dresses as well. Her website is nandiman.com. That's nandiiman.com. And she can be followed on Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest at Nandi for Everybody. I don't know if it's Nandi Man or Nandi Iman, but it's nandiiman.com. And Nandi for Everyone, for Everybody, Nandi for Everybody, and the four is a number four on Pinterest and Twitter and Instagram. So that's awesome. Go check that out. Support Nandi's bespoke couturier business.
Yes. And also, this is a Crappens On Demand video, so some of you can see us. Thanks for supporting us over there. Find all of our videos. We do some of these live, which are super fun. We're due for one, actually. We should be doing a live one soon.
Should have actually done one tonight, because this weekend would have been our big Toronto and Boston shows.
Oh.
Bummer.
Well, we'll be doing one soon, but we do still put up videos, whether they're live or not, a couple times a week. So go find those at Crappens video. Just go to Patreon. It's Crappens On Demand is the level. And now it's time for Real Housewives of New York. These crazy ladies on this show. My God.
I mean, I feel like before we dive into this, we have to address something that happened on social media this week with Ramona Singer. Did you see this, Ronnie?
Idiot Ramona, you fucking moron, Ramona.
guess what? I think she was doing some social thing, and someone was like, Ramona, say something about Black Lives Matters. And of course, guess what Ramona said?
Oh, okay.
Guess what Ramona
Hold
said?
Hold on. Let me think. It couldn't be Black Lives Matter, because that would just be too easy. Like, they fed you the line, Ramona.
That's crazy. Ramona, please just say Black Lives Matter. Whoa, you know what? All lives matter, okay? I'm sorry, but all lives matter. No, I mean, yes, Ramona, yes. All lives do matter. But how many times does it have to be reiterated? Right now, we're talking about Black lives and Black lives matter. And all lives can't matter until Black lives matter. Ramona! Stupid.
Did you see Stupid. Kelly?
You know, people sometimes... What?
Go ahead before I don't want to change this.
No, I was just going to say sometimes people forget that Ramona is pretty much garbage, right? Like we have like, you know, we love watching her on TV because she's such a disaster. But sometimes we forget, like, don't forget, she's kind of garbage, too. So, like, please remember that.
Ramona is full on garbage. OK, I know. And we make a lot of things cutesy because we like laughing at things and like making little characters and stuff like that. But don't ever forget that we know what we're talking about is garbage. Okay, and especially
with
Ramona.
Yeah, we make fun of these people for a reason. Yeah, Ramona's always been terrible. It's like, you know, it's just a matter of is she the most terrible in the group at the moment? But yes. She's always been and always will be terrible. I mean, every single story that people have of encountering Ramona is wretched. I mean, even when I met Ramona, she was like very cold and evil. But I was like, I thought that was hilarious because that's just she's. It's like, oh, you were exactly what I expected. You know.
Oh yeah.
So
Ramona, do you remember that
maintaining
that
her streak
reunion where Andy said, "Well, who did you guys vote for?" And he went around the circle, and no one would answer because it was, you know, they're all obviously we know who they voted. You know, they don't want to get into it because they know that they're going to get slammed for being Ramonas. Okay.
Yeah.
They know they're going to get some Ramona trouble.
So that's our way of saying, yes, we did see it. And yes, Ramona is garbage. So
yes, Ramona is garbage.
And also, well, what were you going to say about Kelly?
Oh, God, Kelly Bensimone.
Oh, no.
She did some All Lives Matter thing, too. And then she posted after, like, I am a victim. she posted something explaining what Black Lives Matters means and why it's offensive to say all lives matter, right? So she posted that, but it was a repost, so the thing she wrote above it was something like, I'm a victim of all lives matter, meaning that she was stupid and I'm assuming, who knows what Kelly means, you know? It's like decoding, you know, the Bible or whatever, but the Bible, that was the wrong thing to say. You know what I mean? She's cuckoo, is what I'm saying.
Listen, Kelly Bensimone has been leading marches down Fifth Avenue all by herself for many years.
Yes, against traffic.
In jogging form.
So, yeah, she tweeted something like, I'm a victim of All Lives Matter. And it's like, God, you just put step away from the electronics, Kelly. Okay, please. You don't need this.
I would love to see Kelly Bensimone and Aaron from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills have some sort of, like, you know, brain summit. I would love to hear them discussing pretty much anything together and just hear where that comes out.
Yeah, just go around them one time and say 5G and see where you get.
All G's matter. Also, as long as we're talking about social media dust-ups, I read this tweet, I think it was a few days ago, and then I didn't bookmark it, so I don't remember where it is or what it was, but it was about tonight's episode, and it was from Leah's sister, Sarah. I think it was a tweet. I'm fully being a terrible reporter here, which is good news, because you know what? I'm not a reporter. All reporters matter, okay? But here's the thing. Apparently, Sarah said that in tonight's episode, Ramona shat herself.
Yeah, I read this on the show. Shat... You don't remember me?
Oh, you did. Okay,
thing?
I was like, I'm sorry, Wes. You know what?
You heard it here.
I got it. Okay, I was like, I seem to remember hearing it from a very reliable source, someone very close to me who I talk to on a daily basis. Who could it be? I just did the worst thing. I hate that when you tell someone something and then they regurgitate it back to you a few days later. Like, you know what I heard?
Yeah.
Like, okay. Will you please reiterate it, though, for those who are like,
yeah, I don't have the tweet open, but I think I read it last week on the show, on last week's show, but it was, Sarah left a comment in, it was when Avery was coming for them. You know, Ramona was watching the show on Snapchat or something, or Instagram Live or something with Avery, and Avery was saying, Leah is just, you know, that is too much, mother. You shouldn't even be involved in that, you know, dissing her. And so Leah started saying, oh, really? You want me to come for your kid? Because she's 25. I don't have no problem coming for her. And then the sister left a comment on Ramona's page saying, like, one thing you're not mentioning is that you shat yourself that night that I was with you. And everybody had to cover up for you because you were walking around with poop in your pants.
Which is, like, such a vile image, and it, like, permeated every scene for me. Like, I just kept that, like, when, you know, when Ramona comes walking down those stairs at one point, I was just like, ooh, that's a poop walk, isn't it? Yeah. I couldn't not see it everywhere.
Yeah, so that
But anyway.
So we open up back
One more thing. One last thing, Ronnie. I know you're trying to get this show
that's
going,
okay.
But this is all relevant to the episode. I also woke up this morning, and I was like, that episode last night was amazing, but is this show just, like, fully off the rails now? Like, what has happened? And then I went on to Twitter, and Greg, formerly of Real Housewives of New Jersey, why am I blanking on Greg's last name?
Greggy Bennett?
Greg. Yeah, Greggy Bennett. Mm-hmm. He was like, he put out the theory that Bethany somehow kept them all together, and without Bethany there, they are just totally unhinged. And I was thinking, that's kind of true, but here's the thing, I'm not sure if I mind. I'm just like, but they are totally unhinged without Bethany. Or is it just like a weird confluence of, like, crises that they're all having in their lives that is just creating a perfect storm of madness, and then they throw Leah in there? Like, what do you think?
I think they're always fucking crazy, and I don't like giving Bethany credit for everything all the time. So that's, you know, I have that going too. Like, I think Bethany's great and everything, but I don't like that every time Bethany leaves, because it's the second time now, that everyone's like, oh, can it last without Bethany? It's like, Bethany really got on my nerves probably 70% of the time, and she was super entertaining the rest of it, but Bethany's awful too, and she's freaking crazy too, so I don't know that she calmed anything down, but I don't know. I'm usually very forgiving until you stop entertaining me, because every week I think, oh, this show, how entertaining could this possibly be? It's just these ladies getting drunk week after week. It's got to get old. I mean, what was this, episode 8 something?
This is episode 10.
It was episode 10. So it's like, okay, well, this has got to get old, right? They're just going to get drunk and scream at each other again. No, you just put some hats from a tea party on, and it's a totally new thing. I love it. Love it. Still into it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thoroughly entertained. I still think it's, like, head and shoulders above almost everything on TV, to be honest. But yeah, I thought that was interesting. It was an interesting thought to consider. Like, was Bethany somehow the thing that just, like, the small piece of thread that kept the women somehow corralled? But,
well, I think it kept them silent. I mean, I think that Bethany shut people up a lot more because they were terrified of getting, you know, raked over the coals by Bethany. But, you know, I say, let your freak flag fly. Like, well, I'm glad that they're all nuts.
Yeah, I mean, I am too. I am too. And you also had Carol in there too, who is more of, like, a chill vibe. So, like, now you have just, there's no chill vibes on there anymore. Now you have no one there who cares about decorum. So now they're just, like, running amok. It's hilarious. Except Elise. Sorry. Elise. Yeah. Sorry.
And half the time, Leah, you know, like, Leah was kind of filling that role for a while.
For, like, an episode.
Yeah. For a few. Yeah.
Okay. So now we can finally start the show. It's speaking of Leah, we just pick up right in where the last episode left off, which is Leah and Ramona, like, they're hashing things out in Newport in the afternoon, like, sort of seaside or whatever. And basically, that's where Ramona just was like, you know what, the behavior that I saw, like, maybe I just don't like it. Okay, all right, I'm sorry, I just don't like it, Leah. I'm sorry.
He's like, well, okay? Maybe you just don't like me. I mean, maybe you just don't like me. She's like, maybe I don't, okay? Because I don't like the behavior. That's it. Okay, so I'm saying about it. So we open right after that, and Leah's like, well, I just want to know if everybody's freaking out about my behavior. Like, is everybody freaking out about my behavior? Because she said everyone's freaking out. And Dorinda's like, no! Because, of course, Dorinda loves it, you know.
Loves it. But then Sonia's like, I thought it was scary. I mean, says Sonia, who literally had to have the paramedics called on her last year because she fell on the floor while seated.
Yes. Says Sonia, the most terrifying out of all of them, really, to go out with.
And Luann's like, I mean, we didn't really like the whole Tasmanian devil part of it. You know what I'm talking about. That was a pop culture reference for you, little Tasmanian devil. You know, the little furry gentleman. He'll be on my show coming up this fall when Cabaret with the Countess reboots with Fuck, Marry, Tasmanian Devil. Am I right, ladies? Am I right?
Yeah. And Lisa's like, all right, so what you're telling me is that no one was freaking out but this girl, this one right here. And Lisa's like, I wasn't freaking out. I just never seen anyone go off the rails like that. I mean, that was off the rails.
Look at me. Look how terrified I was. Look at my face. Just terrified. I'm just so terrified right now.
And Tinsley's like, but so, we were all together. It's not like we were in the restaurant. We were in another part of the hotel, the part where they have weddings and baby shower.
And other significant ceremonies to indicate that your life is progressing.
Leah's like, look, I was screaming, I was laughing, I was crying. Like, I'd been holding that in, and, like, I just needed to get that out. And, like, I couldn't do it last week because I was with my kid, and so I just had to let it out. I just had to.
Yeah. I just had to let it out. So Elise clearly doesn't buy it, but she's like, you know what, I just gonna shut her up. So I'm just gonna do that weird, awkward hug where I drape my arms around her neck, and there we go.
Yeah.
There we go. Hugging your nape. Hugging your nape. All right.
So they go and they have lunch. They sit down for lunch. And Leah's talking to Elise still about it. And Elise has changed her whole tune now because she's like, well, this girl may be like nuts, but she's way more fun than the other ones. And at least she'll talk to me. Like the other ones still won't talk to me even when I'm on their side, you know? So she's like, well, listen, Leah. You're passionate. You must be a real firecracker in bed, huh? I've never been with a woman, which is always very important to say in this cast because everybody cares a great deal if you have. But if I were to be, it would be you.
Everyone's like, whoa, I thought it was me, okay? All lesbian trysts matter, okay? Ramona, stop it.
And then we see a clip of Ramona telling everybody that the last guy she was with needed 3 condoms a night. And Elise going, oh, I want to sleep with you. You know, I want to sleep with you. You must be a real firecracker, Ramona. I want to sleep with you, too. It's like, you know, there are other compliments than I want to fuck you. Okay, Elise?
Yeah. By the way, also, we shouldn't gloss over the fact that Leah said, she goes, you know, me and this guy I'm dating, Peter Chip, we had a falling out. And so I drank to forget it. And I drank too much. Like, that's not, if you have like a real like checkered history with alcohol, that's not necessarily a great thing that you drank to forget. You basically self-medicated and you overdid it. Not a great sign, Leah. Not a great sign.
Yeah, look at me. I'm staying all quiet. I'm like, what else do you use drinking for? Like,
I know.
The nutrients. I'm like, I'm staying quiet because it's Friday and I know what I'm doing in an hour and a half. Right when this goes off, I'm going to Dr. Tito's to black some shit out. Okay. So Luann's like, can we have some shrimp cocktail girls? Shrimp cocktail girls.
Anyone?
This is one thing that Bethany's missed. This is one time she's missed ordering things. Someone pointed that on Facebook and I was cracking up. They're like, this is why they needed Bethany to order things because no one can order anything ever.
Yeah, exactly. Like if you go to like, if you like unleash a bunch of cats in a room and then say, here, go, hey cats, I'll sit right here. They're not going to do that. But if you put up a bunch of fancy feasts, they'll all line up. It's fine.
Yeah. So she ordered some shrimp.
And then Leah's sister, Sarah, walks up and they're like, here comes Sarah. And Luann goes, whoa, she does look older.
Oh, God. So Leah introduces them. And she's like, you know, Luann's like, wow, she has the same blue eyes as you, but they're older, you know. It's like the same blue eyes as yours, but cloudy, like a dog that's about to pass. You know what I'm saying?
I love that older energy that you've brought to this, you know, to this town. You know, this is such an old town. It was great to have some old energy in here, too. I'm really glad that we have you here.
I love blue eyes, and I love old blue eyes. Speaking of, well, blue eyes, Frank Sinatra. Fly me to the moon, and let me play among the stars with boobies, because it's an adult show now.
Right. I did it my way, or Sarah would sing, I did it an older way. So then Ramona gives, like, Sarah this big warm hug, as if she always wanted Sarah to be there in the first place. And then Dorinda does that, like, sweet little old lady thing where she waves across the table. She's like, hi, yeah, hi, how are you? Hi, hi, hi there. And then Sarah, like, everyone's being so, like, over the top, as if there'd never been a controversy. And then Dorinda, I don't know if you noticed this, but Sarah goes up to Sonia. I was like, hi. And it's like, this is Sarah. And Sonia does not get up from her chair and just goes, hi. And just keeps, just like, looks back at our food.
Sonia, the way you fall down, you should just be nice to people because they're literally something you can lean on when you're shit-faced.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, at least be nice to the girl for her prop value. You can always use a crutch, Sonia.
Yeah. This season's been really good in reminding us also that while Sonia is fun-loving and a drunk and silly and she loves the gays and all this and that, she's still a stuck-up Upper East Sider as well. Like, let's not forget that as well, okay?
Yes.
Tattoos. So,
Leah, you know? Leah's like, well, this is Ramona. You might notice there's some pink in her hair. And Luann goes, and pepper! She's like, because I put some berries in there. And Ramona's like, you know what? I'm really glad right now that Leah's old eye sister's here, okay? She can keep her company, okay? Set. Can't even deal with it anymore, okay?
And Lisa's like, I got a joke that's going to light at the table. Hey, Sarah, guess what? I immediately like you because you have dark hair and bangs. Like me. Anyone hear that? That's good. I call that an Elise. You got Elise.
You guys look like each other in the eyes. Whoa. And Ramona goes, yeah, both your eyes are beautiful. Okay, there, said something nice. There, did it. Okay, said you both had nice.
Although one's slightly older. I line all these eyes up. I see four eyes, but two seem just slightly older.
So Dorinda's like, where do you live? And Sarah says, Williamsburg. My old neighborhood. Yes, 475 Kent Avenue. Love you, Williamsburg. So she's.
I mean, what part of those bangs like would say would indicate? Like, do you even have to ask someone if you're? Those are like she comes in looking so Williamsburg amongst all these Upper East Siders. Like,
she really did. And when we first saw Sarah's bangs, we said, "Oh, she just did those at home and slipped." No, that is salon bangs from Williamsburg. They are purposely that like that. You know,
Williamsburg dress code right there.
Yeah, that is a very expensive bangs cut from Williamsburg.
Yeah, so then Dorinda's like, you know what's amazing? The amazing thing is on New York One Public Access TV, they had this special. They had all these amazing things in Williamsburg. The best macaroons, the best donut shop, the best bangs, the best subway grates, the best dead leaves. Wow, I recorded it, and I was like, yeah, we should stay in the hotel because yeah, it's far away. It's far away, you know?
Yeah, I told Hannah, let's go there, but we gotta get a hotel because that's far. I'm in Williamsburg. It's like I was waiting for the geography shaming to come in. You know, she buttered her up a little bit with a. I saw yes. You on public access because some lady with tassels, you know, some lady with tassels on her boobs through a donut hole. It's like that's Robin Sparkles, Dorinda. You perv. Stop watching that.
I get scared thinking about Dorinda going to Williamsburg because I feel like she would go in search of like the best donut shop or whatever and then just like wind up accidentally infiltrating the Hasidic community and just causing mayhem. You know, I could just see her in the middle of a horror. Like, hey, this is pretty cool. Williamsburg is like, Dorinda, this is not your community.
I love Sorry, I've been watching hat, a lot of Hasidic content. Have you ever thought of living closer to the city?
Hannah, I like that hairstyle. You should do that. You do curly things, Hannah. It's like, Dorinda, alone. I watch Unorthodox, and I also watched a documentary called One of Us, so I'm, like, just really, like, I'm very, like, Hasidic-minded at the moment.
Oh, gosh, you have to tell me about Orthodox later. I keep hearing a lot about that.
Unorthodox. I'll tell you about Orthodox. It's a very serious... Well, Unorthodox is about someone who flees the Hasidic community. Orthodox is someone who's just loving life. Loving life in Williamsburg.
Okay. I think I saw Orthodox. That was a good film. So back at the hotel, Sonia goes up the stairs sideways because she can't walk in her clothes, which is really funny. Mm-hmm. And then Tinsley and the Youngs are hanging out on their balcony.
Mm-hmm.
And Tinsley's like, oh my God, the sun is so beautiful. Let's take a selfie.
I've never actually seen prettier light.
So they take a selfie, Sarah's like, wow, you know, Leah's always getting too sensual with me. And Tinsley goes, well, I have made out with my sister. And everyone they just look at her like, what? And she's like, but it's a joke. Like, one time. I mean, it was a joke, guys. It was a joke. And they're like, ew.
Dale's just like face palming at home, like, oh God, whatever suitors she had left have now left her, surely. So now it's getting closer to, it's like 6:30, it's getting closer to dinner. Ramona's getting ready. Sonia's declaring that she's not gonna change her hair or her makeup, she's just gonna change her clothes. And then we go over to Luann's.
Did you notice that they're showing shots of everyone getting ready, and they go to Elisa's room and show a shot of Elisa's room, and the sound effect is just crickets? I mean, that's really rude editing.
No, I did not notice hilarious. That is Elisa's like having serious like bang jealousy of Sarah. She's like, I always thought my bangs were pretty cutting edge, but then Williamsburg bangs came in and showed me the real deal.
Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Higher than high-res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Oops, she did it again, it's Brittany Montano.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
So, yeah, Dorinda goes over to Lou's room. Dorinda's been wasted. Dorinda just stays wasted this entire episode, basically. So yeah. She goes over there and it's like, oh, you know what? Everyone went to sleep last night. I can tell me lolly shot by myself. You live room took a nap like that. What's like a nap when you can drink, you know?
Yeah. She's like, I think I want to go to sleep, but I don't want to stay up late. Oh, maybe I do. I don't know. But anyway, so Dorinda talked to John on the phone, and she fell into an emotional spiral, which is probably why she started drinking alone again that afternoon. And she just feels really bad, because she feels bad that she's making him feel bad. So Luann is there pretty much to give her a pep talk.
Yeah, Luann's like, have you fucked a pirate lately? Listen, I did that even before my last breakup, and it worked like a charm. Right? And Dorinda's like, but you don't want to be the bad person when you leave someone, you know? Like my mother always says, leave the party the best person.
And I have a great track record of doing that. I always leave the party the best person.
I know. I think the editors really missed a golden opportunity to show a Dorinda leaving a party montage.
Fuck you, bitch!
Yeah.
Fuck you!
Here comes the kindergarten bus. Going to kindergarten.
Dying of fire, bitch.
And Luann's like, well, I feel like you feel bad for John, and that's not a good way to make a decision. I mean, here's what you... Oh, okay, you want to open the wine? Okay, hold on. All right, let me grab that for you.
You're a terrible hostess, by the way.
Here's what I have to say. Don't feel bad for John. Just remember that John is a mouth breather who went to the University of Burger King. So, here, cheers.
It's funny because Luann never knows really what to say. She just knows that she should be saying something supportive. So she's like, you know what you have to do with John? You have to basically let him
free, let the birdcage open.
Yes, you know, because this is a time for you to
be peaceful. You can't really be peaceful.
Yes, exactly what I was going to say. No, Luann, you weren't going to say anything. You know, you were just going to be like, this is the time to order somebody to open this wine for us. And this is also a time for you to say, thank you for the wine, Luann. you know?
You just have to let John free. You gotta let that bird fly. Or, I don't know, maybe John's more of an emu. I'm not really sure he's a bird full of flight. But he can certainly trot at a decent pace, and you have to let him trot away. Let that kiwi go. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, Dumbo had no problem making it over the stadium. I'm sure John won't either. Let him fly!
Listen, we can send a monkey to the moon. We can certainly send John to boutique. Am I right?
And then she goes, she touches her face, and she's like, you land on your feet. You always do. And I was like, cue another montage of Dorinda literally never landing on her feet. Please. How is this not a Dorinda stumbling down the street in every scene montage? Come on, people!
I mean, even I appreciate the irony of me saying you'll land on your feet while you're still in a free fall for the past 5 years. But anyway, cheers, cheers. Now let's talk about that crazy old crone who joined us for lunch. Am I right?
Yeah, she's like, well, I've been there. I mean, if you're not talented enough to deal with your emotions with songs, I mean, what are you going to do? Poor Dorinda.
poor Dorinda. So now it's 8 o'clock, and they all go to a restaurant called the Clark Cookhouse, which I feel like maybe it's some sort of like difficult table or whatever, because I don't know. I don't know, because obviously Tinsley has a little bee in her bonnet because her friend owns the restaurant, and she asked her friend to arrange a table for all of them. And I don't know how difficult that is or not, but maybe it was a difficult thing. I don't know why I'm talking. I don't know why I'm still talking. I'm going to drink some coffee, and I'm going to wrap up my sentence right now.
Well, Sarah's like, why would you bring all of these people to your friend's restaurant? Like, aren't you a little worried? And she's like, no, it'll be fine. So Dorinda and Sonia come in, and Ramona's like, whoa, is there a bathroom? Where's the bathroom? And she goes, it's downstairs or something. And so Ramona walks up the stairs, and she's like, what is she doing? Why is she going upstairs?
Yeah, Sonia and Dorinda go downstairs to the bathroom together. Ramona just goes upstairs, which is where I imagine the shitting in the pants happens, because it's when Ramona comes down those stairs, she has such a strange gait, like her knees are like going in two different directions, and she's almost like trying to hide her butt against the railing but also go down the stairs. Oh, I was God. Like, I might not have noticed it normally, but now once you've said that she shat her pants during this scene, I feel like it happened up there.
Well, that would be so Ramona to do that and then just go flirt with guys. Like, no one's gonna know.
No one will know. Okay, could be coming from anywhere. It probably comes from the food, because you know what, the food smells like shit anyway. Of course Tinsley would take us to a place where the food smells like feces. I'm sorry, but let's face it, it's a terrible place in day class six.
Face it. So then Ramona goes straight to the bar, basically. And Tinsley's like, here's the thing. When your table's not ready, that's when you go to the bar. But when your table's ready, you don't go to the bar.
No, Tinsley has extreme host anxiety at the moment, and it's hilarious because that's kind of like me. So like that would be me in that situation. Guys, the table's ready. So Ramona goes up. There's some like dude sitting at the bar. He's just like a schlub, but like he's under the age of, you know, 65. So Ramona's excited, and so she goes up to him and she goes, and he's wearing shorts, by the way. So she walks up to this guy in shorts. She goes, I think you forgot your pants. I was like, good line, good opening line, Ramona.
Okay, so Leah posted this. She goes, this is the guy they were all... This is the prize, this guy. Missouri U.S. Senate candidate calls feminists she-devils. A Republican Senate candidate in Missouri is facing criticism over a statement he wrote that called feminist she-devils and said he expects his fiancée to have dinner prepared for him every night. So, there you go. Wait, that was that guy.
That was the guy? The guy that was sitting there?
Apparently, yeah.
Oh my God.
And they're acting like this guy is Robert Redford, okay? It's so funny. So he's like, yeah. And Ramona only pays attention to the hot one. You know, she ignores the chubby friend, of course. She's like only being nice like, to this guy.
But let's please put like some major air quotes around the hot one, but this guy, please.
It's just by relativity.
Yeah, exactly.
Of the two.
Yeah, so she goes up to him. She's like, whoa, I think you forgot your pants, Sarah. Oh, and then, they're like chatting, and the guy's asking, he goes, oh, so you're from Newport? She goes, no, I'm from New York and I have a home in Southampton, which I was like, I thought that was such a funny, like not so humble brag. Like, who says that? No, I'm actually from New York, but I also have a home in Southampton. I don't think he asked about where, if you have other estates.
And Luann imitating her flirting, but it's so true. Just Ramona's like jerky flirting. She's like, trying to like aim the straw in her mouth and just like...
I feel like when Ramona flirts, she's like on some sort of like new Dave and Buster's game, right? Like where it's like, all right, you've got 50 seconds to hold on to the pole in the middle of the moving platform. See how long you can do it. Whoa, I can do this. I'll get a lot of tickets, okay? I need to get my Dave and Buster's glass. Whoa, okay. 45 seconds left. Yeah. Oh my God, look at all the tickets I'm earning.
So she goes, where are you from originally? And the guy's like, well, she's like, not you, Chubb, okay? I'm talking to the hot one, okay? Wait, you've probably,
by the way, the hot one was trying to push his friend onto Ramona, but she was only going for the hot one. But anyway, continue.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. She's like, he's like, sorry. But my friend here, and she's like, no, whatever. Who cares about you? Okay. Don't ask you. Where are you? He's like, but my friend just got his eyebrows waxed. She's like, gross, okay? Disgusting. Get away from me, okay? I said, stand personal space, okay, chubby friend. Okay, so anyway, where are you from? And this guy's like, Arkansas. She goes, Arkansas? I've never known anyone from Arkansas. And starts cracking up.
She's not a Clinton supporter. Further proof that she did not vote for Hillary.
Yeah. And the guy's like, well, I guess you do now. And he looks annoyed, but he doesn't leave yet.
Yeah, he's like annoyed that he just got Arkansas shamed, but he's also in Newport, Rhode Island, where like I feel like if you see an older white lady in Newport, Rhode Island, chances are she's gonna shame you if you're not from like New York or Rhode Island or something. That's my really unsubstantiated theory. And by the way, Bueller just showed up at the back of your screen.
I know.
I think you heard all the Ramona.
I keep heard all the Ramona laughing. His bed in the middle of that couch so that he'll be on, you know, behind me, but he keeps moving it over. So he's now it's just like his little tail wagging
just,
back there.
I just see his tail and now he's gone.
Yeah.
Whoa, good Bueller, it looks like you forgot your pants, okay? Hi, I'm Ramona. I've got a house in Southampton.
Okay. So Tim's just like, yeah. Oh my God, every time we go out with Ramona, she's getting up from the table and talking to boys and men. It's like to show that she's still got it, but like, you're not giving any one-on-one time to your friends just to show you've got it, and that's not cool. Who has ever wanted Ramona to be at a table? Like, I don't know that anyone on this cast has ever been like, you know what would make this better? If Ramona was here.
Yes. I mean, I don't know. They should have just ordered their food and eaten it. And then Ramona would come by and be like, I think it was actually kind of rude that you didn't order food for me, okay? I'm sorry. Like, I'm not, you know, I was talking to a gentleman, but you still could have waited for me, okay? Just order that food and, you know, she'll learn her lesson. It's like a toddler, right? Like, isn't that how you discipline toddlers? You, if they don't act right, then you just eat food without them?
No, you get a fly swatter. We'll have to teach you everything.
Maybe rope, chair. I don't know. So, now she's further flirting continues, and this guy apparently he like worked in national security or something like that, or formerly worked in national security. And Ramona goes, "Whoa, do you have a black belt?" Which I'm like, he's not a ninja, Ramona. Like working national security does not mean that he's like out there karate chopping bad guys.
Yeah. I was wondering if a black belt was actually like a security thing, but then I remembered it was Ramona and I wouldn't bother Googling it. I was like, I'm not even going to Google that, okay? I will not be tricked into this, Ramona.
Well, she did then say, are you wearing like a gun or something? Because I certainly see something in your pants, okay? Whoa. Is that a gun in your pocket? You just happen to meet someone who has a house in Southampton.
She's like, are you single, ninja? And he's like, no, I'm engaged. But this guy, she's like, no, gross. Get away from me. Okay. You know what? I like you. I don't like him. He's stupid. Who invited him? Okay. Whose sister is he?
Yeah. And then, like, she's yelling something. Who does she yell it to? She yells to the guy, I think, trying to be flirty. She's like, are you drinking the stormy thing? The stormy thing? Are you drinking the stormy thing? As if I guess she just learned what dark and stormy was. So she's like, whoa, that stormy thing? That's crazy. A drink all the dark and stormy. That's like my friends over there at that other table. Look at Elise. She's dark and stormy. Her bangs, she has dark hair and she's stormy. sort of boring. It's more of a dark and boring, okay?
So back at the table, Dorinda's, the waiter comes over with a blackboard with the specials on it, and Dorinda's like, you know what? We can't hear specials yet. Can you turn that over here? We're waiting for our friends. What's your name, waiter person? Hi, I'm Dorinda Medley, okay? So come back when you see the slutty scarecrow with the bony ass in his seat, would you? All right, carry on now, little one.
I love that she introduced herself with the full name, like she was in customer service for the table. Like, that was great.
And she's and doing that drunk thing where she's just, like, wasted at the table, so she's just putting on lipstick, like, really badly. I'm surprised she didn't look like Diane Wiest from, not Diane Wiest, from,
or Wild Diane Wiest.
That scene where she's putting lipstick all over her face.
From Wild, in Wild Things?
No, I'm the worst. The David Lynch movie, Wild at Heart.
Oh, Wild at Heart, yeah.
People are so confused right now. Sorry, you guys.
Or she could look like Diane Wiest. I mean, I'm sure there's a role of, like, I'm sure Diane Wiest had some crazy role where that Dorinda could look like. So then Ramona, for people who think that our Ramona impersonation's over the top, we then have Ramona doing an impersonation of our impersonation. She goes, let's face it, okay? My seat right now is next to Cortland, and it's much better than my seat at the table, okay?
She does a lot of let's faces, and she does a lot of this in this episode where she blinks and, like, shakes her head, like she's being electrocuted, where she's like, a lot of those tonight.
Yeah, like she accidentally decided to put one of those buzzer things up her butt. So now Dorinda starts ordering out. She starts trying to be Bethany. She starts ordering appetizers for the table, but she's wasted, so she's like, you know what? Bring some appetizers. Oysters, something fried, something blue, something borrowed, red balloons.
We're not getting married, Dorinda! I wish we were getting married. And I like how she says oysters. It's like, oysters. Yeah.
An iceberg.
So Tinsley is just in a snit. She's like, they're cougaring out over there. This is so rude. And Leah's like, look, just tell them that this is your friend's place and they're embarrassing you at your friend's place. And they shouldn't try and embarrass you like that at your friend's place. So she's like, but I said all that. Oh.
So Tinsley marches up like an angry little girl, and she's like, this is really nice that we have this spot right here tonight, and, like, you know, it's just like he's not gonna hook up with you, so stop, go to the table, Mom.
And when she goes up to Sonia, she's like, can we sit down? Sonia just goes and, like, looks at her like it's like some disgusting human being with a flyer. You know, like when you're somewhere nice and someone comes up with a flyer and you're like, no, I'm not coming to your comedy show. Get out of here.
Yeah. And then Sonny goes, I don't want to hook up with him. We're talking business. I'm like, well, this probably explains why your business has not taken off. Because this is the guy you're doing business with.
Sonny's like, I can't believe Tinsley is trying to drag me back to the table. I think I'll sit at this bar in Newport drinking stormy things with hot men. Okay.
And then Luann and Sonia are just like sharing a martini olive between their lips, like Lady and the Tramp style. they're just being messy at this bar. So then Tinsley's like her. She's like at snit level 5. She's like, Ramona, I didn't do anything to you. You're not even looking me in the eyes. You're not even looking me in the eyes. And Ramona is just fully ignoring her. She keeps like, she'll look at her and then just. She's just like,
and then she blinks
sorry,
at the other
I'm
ones.
Sorry,
like,
Arkansas man.
Yeah, she just keeps blinking really hard. Like, look, totally not paying attention to anything right now except you, Arkansas guy. Okay. But she's like, her eyes are getting like for crazy, and she's just like twitching her head a lot. It's so
we're not talking to this one because she pooped her pants. Okay, that smell, that's her. That little girl. We don't talk to little girls who poop their pants.
And Sonia goes, because Sonia and Luann are just watching Ramona do this to Tinsley. And Sonia's like, when Ramona's talking to a guy, she'll just turn her back right to you. And Luann's like, yeah, she's not a good wing woman, is she?
Also, I'm surprised that I noticed this, because this is normally your department, because I never noticed these things.
Oh, who had Coke on their nose?
Yeah, this was so obvious. At one point, Sonia's just like laughing, and she just rubs her nose like this, like 5 times. I mean, it was just so blatant. It was so blatant. These girls were drunk and high as fuck, just making a scene at this quaint little restaurant in Newport. I mean, I was, like, mortified, but, like, at the same time, like, deeply entertained.
Yeah. So Tinsley's like, you're rude, and you look like a cougar, so whatever. So then we start getting little cuts of Dorinda's conversation with Elise. Dorinda is hammered, and Elise just looks like she wants to go home, you know? She's like, oh, God. So Dorinda's like, when you love someone so much, yeah, when you love them so much, you just want to eat them. You want to cut them up and eat them, take a knife and fork, stick it right in your belly, and eat a bit of little mustard. Love them as you love them. You know what I mean? Elisa's like, oh my God, I would rather watch a nanny protest right now.
Dorinda's new thing is that she finds them at the table and then sucks them into a really... like sloppy conversation about something. So Elise is the latest victim, and they show her. You just see her. She's subtitled. She goes, you know, Rich would be like, saying, like, okay, how much longer? And it just says unintelligible under it, and she's like convulsing in front of Elise. She goes,
yeah.
And I swear to God, I watched it like 5 times in a row. And even Dom was laughing, and he's normally so disgusted by these women. Even Dom was laughing at that.
Unintelligible. Richard would be like, noon at 7, noon at 11, okay? And Sonia, cut back to the bar. Sonia's like, well, I was talking to your buddy, and he says he has a 2-year-old and a 16-year-old. And I said, well, you know what? That's more Luann. She's right there. Luann's right there.
I missed that.
Yes, young mother Luann is standing right there to take this guy off your hands. So Leah now comes to the bar because she's got a new plan. She's like, well, I think that brilliant. Like me coming to the bar and those guys, like, they're not even going to pay attention to those ladies because, like, I'm going to be there with my sister. So she goes up to the bar, and sure enough, the guy, God, I mean, guys are so fucking predictable.
It was actually kind of brilliant. Like, I actually thought, like, this was amazing. I mean, whatever you want to think about Leah, like, her pulling this move to get the women to come to the table was genius.
Yeah,
guys, you're right. So, guys are predictable. Oh,
predictable. It makes me crazy. So she starts giggling with her sister, and of course the guy's like, hey. And she's like, well, actually, we want our friends to come to dinner. So we're joining you. And that was her mistake. She should have just flirted with him and pulled him away because he got immediately annoyed. It's like, oh, this hot girl's just using me, you know, to get these girls away.
No, she did the exact right thing because basically, well, first of all, they sit down. They're like, okay, we're going to distract him. So he looks, he's like, and they look at him. They just start giggling. Like they start like laughing. Like, so then he starts to get like a little annoyed. And then she's like, they're like, are you single? He's like, I have a fiance. And then Sarah goes, well, I don't think your fiance would appreciate this situation. And then he goes, well, it looks like this situation is your fucking problem, which was like so obnoxious. And he just walked away. But you know what? Problem solved. He's gone.
Yeah. Wow. An aggro frat boy, like washed up frat boy, who treats women like shit. Hey, Southern Charm, I hear, has some openings.
Yeah, you should move to Charleston.
Yeah, you should.
So then Leah goes up to Ramona and the women, and she's like, well, you won't believe the disgusting things he just said to us. And Ramona goes, you know what? Stop. Because Ramona's like furious now that she was cock blocked. Stop, okay? I've already shat my pants, and you've already shat my opportunity, okay? I've had enough, okay?
And the man goes, really? Because he was just talking to us, and he was fine. And Sarah goes, yeah, well, I said, don't you have a wife? And Ramona's like, no, said stop, okay? And Leah goes, mission accomplished. He laughed. So then Sarah's like, I mean, Ramona, like, you're yelling at me. We haven't even met yet. Like, it's strange to me that you're ignoring me, like, statically ignoring me. You know, because Ramona is. She's just, like, being a little asshole to this girl.
And Ramona just goes, whatever. So then she's like, you know, the last thing you should be doing is coming to me, chasing away some man that I'm talking to. I'm like, Ramona, you don't have to talk to every single man. You're not going to date this guy. You're not going to have sex with this guy. You don't need, you're at a group dinner. Like, control your loins for 2 hours and then go up to the bar afterwards. Like, relax, okay? There's a lovely lady with bangs who just came all the way from Williamsburg. Go meet her. She has beautiful blue eyes, and she seems cool. So
Cut back to Dorinda going, and Lenny gave me his black card. And what about this? And he's like, do you like it? Because you know what? We put too much emphasis on sex. I mean, sex is important, but it's really not. And it's not really. Like, can the guy get a spot out of silk? You know, that's the question we need to ask ourselves. Am I right?
So then at this point, now the women finally are all at the table, and Tinsley's like, well, thank you so much for finally coming to the table. We missed the bread basket. So Ramon's like, you know what? We were chit-chatting at the bar, okay? I'm sorry, okay? But now we're here, right? So what's going on? So Tinsley's like, you know what? I worked hard to arrange this. And Ramon goes, who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Just like who cares last night?
Just don't compare me to Leah. What are you kidding me? What are you kidding me right now? And Tinsley's like, oh my God, well, here's the difference. And then Elise goes, this is escalating. You know, I mean, with Sonia, Ramona, and Luann, this is a geriatric version of Girls Gone Wild. It's like,
you got Elise.
You got Elise, girls.
So everyone's like, you know what? Here's the thing. Whenever we go to a restaurant, we always go to the bar first. We always sit at the bar first. Even though this is the first time you've seen it, we always do it first, okay? You know what? My table's always ready, baby cakes. My table's always ready. And then Ramona does that thing when she stumbles on. Yeah, she realizes she said something that's sort of cute. So she goes, my table's always ready. Always ready, baby cakes.
Yeah, my table's always ready, baby cakes.
Always ready, okay? My table's always ready. Avery, tell that to your friends, okay?
And then Sonia just starts dancing around too. And she's like, I got a number, okay? She came over and ring, 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 ring. And now they're both just dancing around. And the man's like, shh, there are shrimp at the table. There are shrimp here. Sonia's like, why are you talking to us? You were with us at the bar, Luann. You were with us.
He's like, I know I was acting like a maniac the other night, but at least I was a fun maniac. So now Luann is mad because now the desire to have social graces has trumped her desire to get some dick at the bar. So she's like, all right, everyone's being so nasty to everyone. It's disastrous. We're making a spectacle. This is ridiculous. You know what we need right now? Some cabaret. Everyone, 3, 2, 1. Shrimp at the table. Shrimp cocktail. It's not an actual cocktail.
Ramona's just still going like, talk to her then. Talk to her. It's like, your dance is over, Ramona, okay? And Sarah's like, well, actually, I think this might be a combination of people. And Ramona goes, you know what? Talk to your sister, okay? Because this was all for you, okay? So talk to your sister. And she's like, what did I do? She's like, you're guilty by association, okay? Guilty by association. The table's always ready, okay?
Table's always ready. Table's always ready. Table's always ready, okay? So Dorinda's like, hey, let's have a kumbaya. Because you know, it's like Richard always used to say, when you need to calm people down, you gotta... Yeah.
So Ramona starts strangling herself with the stalk of corn that's been left on the table. And Leah's like, you know, you should take notes from my sister about how to behave politely. And she goes, seriously? After last night? Okay, you have the audacity?
The audacity at my table that's already ready? Could do for you for actually getting some balls, but you know what? You have too much audacity right now, okay?
Yeah, we even got a Ramona audacity. Wow.
We had a let's face it, we had an audacity, and we had some you know what, we had an okay, I mean, we had everything.
Yeah, so Dorinda's like, all right, I'm going home. I should have just stayed home. Yeah, ghost hunters, I'll get up and everything.
I like that. See, this is why I love Dorinda, because like she can get so nasty, and like her fixation with Tinsley this season is so vile, but then she does things that are just like so, I don't know, like even when she was talking about how she was watching New York One, like I just feel like I know that person and I've like talked with her before, and I just love Dorinda. I can't help it. I just love that she wants to go home and watch Ghost Hunters.
Ghost Hunters.
And like spend some time watching New York One. Like watching about like neighborhood restaurants in New York One. I love that.
So then Tinsley is still mad. So she's like, Cohen, I just said, please. I just said to you, please, like, be my friend and come to the table. And Ramona starts pretending she's crying. She's like, oh, stop screaming at me, okay? Stop. Because now she's
got the excuse of being, I think they didn't like her screeching also.
Yeah, yes, but that's what she's saying. Like, you're screaming at me and now I'm triggered because of my childhood. Like, that's her new thing.
Oh.
So she starts pretending that she's been triggered again because of her childhood. So she's like, oh my God, I can't do it. You can't do this to me, okay? You can't do it.
And Sonya just takes two gourds, because whoever put these props out for them, they're like, we're going to use it. We're going to use all our materials. And Sonya takes two gourds and puts them on her ears and goes, worst dinner party ever. And she's like, aah! You know, Luella's like, oh, the screeching gets back. Someone let crackles into the house. Oh.
And Ramona's just like, trick it, okay? Trick it, okay? Oh my gosh. And then they just show this close up of this queen behind the bar, or queen standing next to the bar, just drinking, like,
just at the entire audience. He's just like, it was one of the most amazing silent cameos we've seen. I mean, we see a lot of cutaways on all these shows, but this guy with his little sweater draped around his shoulders and his like puffy hair and his martini and his bulging eyes, like, girl.
So
never forget him.
Me. So then, and then Luann like, goes,
anyone like a shrimp? Anyone want some shrimp? The kitchen actually de-shelled it for us. Who likes a shell? Am I right, everyone? Shrimp. Shrimp, anyone. Shrimp. Shrimp.
So then Ramona is sitting there, not whispering to each other at all, right? And so she's like, you know what? There's so much negative energy here, okay? And the sister, she's like a demon. And Sonny goes, yeah, she's a weirdo.
With those blue eyes, those slightly older blue eyes, classic traits of a demon. The demon with the beautiful blue eyes that are slightly older than you'd expect, okay?
So the man's like, I'm making an executive decision. Shrimp win the presidency. Also, we're going back to the hotel, and I love shrimp. And Sonya's like, no, I'm not going anywhere.
So Leah and Tinsley and Sarah get up to leave. And then Leah, she just takes some food, because at this point we do not know it's a ravioli. But she takes a ravioli and she just hurls it in Ramona's face. And Ramona's like totally like unfazed by it.
I know. Elise is like, Ramona didn't even flinch. And Ramona's like sitting there with sauce on her face. Like, whatever. So they leave, and she's like, that girl's nuts, okay? And Leah outside is like, well, yeah, I just threw a ravioli in her face, okay? Like, I don't even care. And her sister's like, yeah, well, sometimes you gotta throw ravioli at somebody. Like, yeah.
Sometimes you just gotta. I mean, okay. Is this show off the rails? Yes, but she threw a ravioli in Ramona's face. Like, please just, like, process that for a moment. And, like, when you, like, there are such serious, serious things happening in the world right now. And, like, you know, when you need, like, a moment of levity, please just remember that Leah threw a ravioli in Ramona's face. Please remember that. But just be like, God, fuck this. We have so much work to do. Just remember, ravioli, someone threw a ravioli in Ramona's face. Like, there is hope. Like, there is hope. We can make little baby steps.
So Ramona's like, I don't need people like this in my life. Sorry, okay? You know what? I'm going to have a birthday party with my girlfriend, and you're not even invited, okay? Sit. I don't need people like that in my life.
The table's already set, baby. The table is set, okay? My table's set, and guess what? They're not at the table, all right? I'm table 22, and they're table 21.
And then we just see the girls walking outside, the Youngs, and Leah is walking with her full martini glass that she's taken from the restaurant.
Just
that
take it from the restaurant.
My God. So then,
and then Ramona goes, you know what? I'm disappointed in Leah. And you know what? Being disappointed with someone is worse than anger, because it just is, okay? I'm sorry. I have a ravioli of disappointment in my face, okay? I'm sorry.
Just it. So Luann's like, well, did they leave? So he goes, yes, thank God. She goes, well, that was just so upsetting to me. You know what we need, girls? To light this cornstalk on fire. And she pulls up. What the fuck?
She just lights the corn on fire. She just lights the centerpiece on fire.
Oh, my God.
And they're like, what are you doing? And she's like, well, I got to burn the sage, so I'm just going to burn this corn. And I mean, oh, look, guess what? It's not saging anything, and the restaurant's on fire. So sorry, Tinsley. So sorry, but the shrimp was wonderful.
So then outside, Leah's like, you know what? I'm not going to change myself for anyone. That's for sure. And Tinsley just grabs her and kisses her. But then it turns into a real makeout and they just fall over in a bush.
Oh, it's like you're my sister again. Oh, and by the way, did we mention when she talked about making out with her sister, when they're like, oh, well, yeah, that's funny. How old were you when that happened? And she's like, it was, you know, like 10. They're like, yeah, 10. She was like, 10 years ago. They're like, oh, 10 years ago.
So the next morning, Dorinda goes to Luann's room, and she's like, oh, hello. I was just about to order room service, Dorinda. Anything for you? And she's like, yeah, you will have just ordering a burger in my room. I like lunch for breakfast.
A burger? A burger? I mean, would you believe it, girl? She ordered a burger for breakfast. Not even something with shrimp.
Yeah, she says, I love it. In that way, like, you are such an alcoholic, and I'm sad for you.
I mean, she had a burger for breakfast. So then we see Sonia getting ready, and they're talking about like all the, like, packing up all of this clothing they bought in Newport, and Sonia's just walking around in pants without their tags on. Like, these will not be part of the, these will be going back, yes.
Yeah. So then with Sarah and Leah in their room, Sarah's like, I mean, I'm a little annoyed. I came out here for a relaxing 24 hours. This was not relaxing. This was upsetting. Hold on, let me blow the one piece of bang that's cut to move right directly into my eye. Okay, I'm good.
I am just going to go back to Williamsburg and tell all my farmer friends there that this is a disaster. But here's the thing. Sarah seems like a perfectly chill, cool person. But Sarah, here's the thing. If you get invited to go on a cast trip for a reality show, let alone a Real Housewives show, it will never be relaxing. Never in the history of reality TV has that ever been relaxing. So
yeah, it makes you want to go back to your baby, you know, like a screaming baby. So
my hair's doing crazy things. I have to adjust it.
She's like, well, they treated you like that because of me, and then it just all turned to shit. She's like, I mean, I get why you're fighting with them, but it really didn't have to be like this, Leah. And Leah, again, she's like a little mini Dorinda in that she'll like, she'll make a mistake, but then immediately knows how to apologize, you know? So it's like a constant cycle. So she's like, well, I don't feel happy or proud about losing my temper to the point where I threw food, but also I feel bad and my sister had a shit time, so...
Yeah. By the way, you're welcome, Sarah. Now you have an amazing story to tell all your friends. Like, you've been given an amazing gift. Like, I could only dream to have been sitting at the table where, like, when Ramona got a ravioli thrown in her face while she's sitting in her own shit. I mean, you are blessed. You are a blessed person, Sarah.
Yeah, so then, be less upset and more that queen in the bar with the martini that was licking on.
Yes. So then we go back to Dorinda and Luann, like, talking about last night, and Dorinda's like, you know, I like Leah. I think that she's, like, a little lost, but I like her. And Luann goes, well, I mean, it's one thing to be upset with somebody, but it's another to be all out and aggressive. She threw a ravioli.
Ravioli. You just started a cornstalk on fire in a bar, lady.
You lit a fire at the table. I mean, could you imagine if it were a shrimp? A shrimp? And Dorinda goes, oh, I wish I kind of stayed for that one.
Yeah. And Luann's like, once you set that bar, it's very hard to go back from that. So then Ramona and Sonia and Elise are in the other room, and Ramona's like, you know what? I said, why you like that? She said, it makes me happy. It's who I am. It's like, I am who I am. You know, what does that mean? You are who you are. No, it's not. Okay? You know, I've seen other sides to you. I've seen other sides. Like that side that took those pajamas that Sonia tried to make you wear and threw them in her face and called her a stupid C word. Okay? That was a good side. Okay?
Yeah. If you want to act all nutty, do it with your other girlfriends, okay? And Lisa's like, well, sorry, I was just staring at the wall for 10 minutes. Okay, I'm back. You know, sometimes it's hard to break in with this group. I mean, I've known you guys for like 20 years, and honestly, like, you guys don't even talk to me. Like, did you even know I was here on this trip? Do you guys even realize I'm talking to you right now? You don't. No, you just left the room. Okay, you turned off the light. All right, I'm just going to sit here in the dark.
Yeah, and Sonia's like, well, I just can't, you know, look, I just feel like she's a loose cannon. I mean, she got arrested, so did you. She got thrown out of boarding school. You got thrown out of the fucking...
The Morgan family.
The Morgan family, thank you. I mean, I've tried to be sensitive, but there's only so far I can go. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And so then Sarah's like, I mean, because we go back to Sarah and Leanne, she's like, all these women have had a night. Was it Sarah? She's like, listen, all these women have had a night where they've thrown a ravioli in someone's face. Or maybe it was Dorinda. Maybe
no,
Dorinda
no,
said
Sarah
that.
Said so, that. And then Leah comes yeah. back to Sarah and Leah. And Leah's like, yeah, but they owe me an apology too. And she goes, no, you know what? Look, you can't do that because they were very passive. So when they're very passive and then you come in and you're aggressive, and she's like, I know, that's my problem. Like, I'm just not passive aggressive. I'm just in your face. You know what? I just can't be any other way. That's just how I am. And Sarah yeah. gives her good advice. She's like, dude, I get it, but do you not understand, like, the game of, like, interacting with other human beings in the world?
Yep.
She's like, no.
Sarah, you're too sane to be on this trip. This is what you get, Sarah. This is what yeah. you get. Next time, go to Massage Envy, okay? Like, you should know better, okay? You're yeah. too smart. You're too smart. Stay in Williamsburg. So then, so Luann and Dorinda now want to fix everything. They decide that they want to facilitate peace. I don't know why all of a sudden they want to facilitate peace, but they want to. And then Elise says, she's like, okay, Ramona, how do we go forward? How do we go forward from here? Okay. And Ramona's like, well, you know what, Leah, she has a great side to her. You know, we see she has a great side. And Sonia's like, yeah, I mean, we just don't know when she's going to go off like a time bomb and embarrass you in front of everybody. I'm like, Sonia, do you even remember your night in the Hamptons? Do you even remember the way you acted at that terrible party or yeah. any other scene for the past 8 years of all of our lives?
Yes. And Ramona's like, you know what? She wants to move forward with us? There's a certain demeanor and caliber way of acting. Like a caliber way of acting. What the fuck are you even talking about at this point, Ramona?
Yeah. She's like, you know what? I just want her to act responsibly because otherwise it adds a damper to our dynamic, okay? And if she doesn't act proper, then no way, Jose. Look, very inclusive. I said, no way, Jose, okay? Sorry.
So then Luann, back in the city, trips over. So back at the city, yeah. Luann gets a table for two at Bluebird.
Yeah, so Luann goes and meets up with Ben Rimmelauer, her producer. And his...
You're all cozy in here. You got a pillow, huh?
Yes, I do. And here's a shrimp. Want a shrimp? Anyone want a shrimp? I even brought some protective anti-ravioli guard. So you can just put that visor on your face right there, just in case.
Just feeding Luann's delusion, one bite at a time. He's like, you know what? I think you should open with Life is a Cabaret. You get paid for that? Opening a cabaret with Life is a Cabaret, Ben? Really? He's like, genius. In a way, you put cabaret on the map. Huh?
I mean, a map. I don't know if it's the map, but like, he's like, you made it popular again. I'm like, oh, I don't think like everyone who went to see Countess and Friends are like now like aching to see Cabaret. Although, actually, after we saw her the first time, there was that old lady who sang that amazing Cabaret song, and I've been wanting to kind of secretly see her in Cabaret ever since. Okay, fine. Ben's right.
So she's like, well, you know, Cabaret, my music comes from the audience. Because literally every show, they're like, play Mary, fuck, kill. I mean, who do you want to marry, fuck, or kill? I always say marry Bethany because she's rich, kill Ramona because she's an idiot, and of course do Sonia. And he goes, that's a classic answer, always. Meaning, like, I've heard this 37 times. Like, you don't have to repeat this in another scene, Luann. Okay.
I mean, this is an all-new Lou, so I want to marry, fuck, kill to be an expansion of that. I mean, who doesn't love sex, especially with a pirate? And who doesn't want to see me being naughty? Yes, America, the answer to all your dreams has finally arrived. I'm going to be a little naughty by doing 90 minutes of marry, fuck, kill, the joke game that has not totally been destroyed by my own cabaret show. Thank you. Thank you very much.
So, among new things that they're going to do, bring in Sonia Rita to do a little number or something. I was like, okay. It's not new, but okay.
I wonder if they'll bring in Michelle Collins, because they said they want to bring in more comedians, and Michelle did go sort of like on tour with Luann a little bit. So I would be really excited to see that if Michelle gets onto the show onto New York, Real Housewives of New York, doing opening for.
Oh yeah, that would
Luann.
Be awesome. So she's like, well, I was thinking maybe Sonia could help me sing Giovanni, and, you know, we could put dresses on her and then rip them off one by one. It could be different outfits. It's so Sonia Rita. Listen, it's very Sonia if all the dresses still have price tags hanging off of them.
Yeah. Also, I think we all remember the Super Bowl from 2004. Like, we know how this all ends up. Okay, so Anya's going to grab that first dress. She's going to grab all of them all at once. They're just all going to come off in one fell swoop. This is a disaster waiting to happen.
Yeah.
And then Ben is like, you know what? And he still has to sing Money Can't Buy You Class. You know why? Because Barbra Streisand has to sing People. You have to sing Money Can't Buy You Class. And the Geico Gecko, well, he gets to sing whatever he wants. But you know what I'm saying here.
Yeah, you're a real Barbra, honey.
So then we go to lunch with Leah's parents, Brian and Bunny.
Yeah, I was surprised they agreed to film. Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty cute.
They were so angry at her, you know?
Yeah, so they're going across the street, and the mom just kicks a plastic bag. And I was like, my kind of woman. It's like, don't pick it up, just kick it.
So the dads, they sit down, and dad's like, well, you know what? I can't drink much, so I'm just going to get an old-fashioned and maybe a couple of wines at lunch. That's all. I'm like, okay.
So Leah's mom is still mad at her for starting drinking again. And then the dad's talking. He's like, you know, it seems like this connection between my esophagus and my stomach is wearing out because of all the acidic stuff. And she's like, yeah, you need a complete lifestyle change, Dad. You need to become a vegan. You need to, you know, start juicing. And he's like, oh, this is juicing right here. He's smelling his old fashioned. He's like, yeah.
He's like, I lived through the worst, I lived through the hottest years of my life watching you raise hell in New York City and sending you to a nunnery. I've earned this old fashioned, okay? Yeah. Esophagus ain't got nothing on your adolescence.
So Leah says, did Sarah tell you anything about our trip? And the mom's like, no, you're the one who spills the guts. Sarah stays quiet. She's like, well, it did turn into a disaster because, like, I had some steam to blow off. And, you know, I thought I could do that with these women. I mean, oh, yes, I was jumping around. And, yes, I was doing cartwheels and stuff. And the mom goes, what, in the gym? She's like, no, at the table, really. I mean, it was outside, but it was at the table during dinner. And the dad's like, what the hell?
They're like, oh, God, this is terrible. I'll have another old-fashioned, please. So the mom, she's like, Mom, I mean, everyone was pounding dirty martinis. I mean, I was not doing anything different from what they do. I just was processing it differently. I was crazy. So then Leah's like, listen, I was just drinking as much as everyone else. And then they turned it into, we're scared of her. She's getting crazy. I mean, only because I just, you know, tore apart the drapes and threw the centerpiece everywhere and danced on everyone's laps. All of a sudden, I was out of control. I don't get it.
And the mom's like, look, I think you're on a slippery slope with the alcohol. I don't want to go into it, but you know how I feel. The smart dad. This is how you live long in a marriage. You just say, listen to your mother.
Exactly. There we go. Right there. Okay, so then the mom's like, you know, you don't trade your mental health and your sobriety in for stupid reasons, okay?
She's like, but I need an escape. And she's like, if you need an escape, you know what? You've got genes that are leading you with alcoholic tendencies, okay? It's a slippery slope. And she's like, so you're saying it's dad's fault? And the dad's just drinking his old-fashioned, like, drinking. Yeah.
Well, it's a slippery slope, but I like sledding. So now all of a sudden there's a tea party. There's so much happening that they don't even have time to establish that there's going to be a tea party. Mm-hmm. Next thing we know, Dorinda's showing up with a fascinator in some, like, hotel suite at the top of a hotel. And it turns out that Luann and Dorinda have planned a tea party to bring everyone together. And they came up with a really novel idea for this show. There'll be no booze.
A no booze.
And the theme is relax, relate, and reset.
Yeah, go figure. It's like, that's always good with these girls, you know. And Leah comes in. She's like, oh, my God, I have a knot in my throat. Like, I have to take the high road, you know. But also, I was wrong to throw the ravioli.
This is the best confession ever.
I guess. I threw the ravioli.
I mean, at this point, is this episode just a Mad Lib? Did someone write the description and then, like, they had to say, okay, what a noun? Just wrote down ravioli, and now the whole episode is like,
yeah, it's like an improv.
Well, we
show.
Went to Newport Beach, and then Leah threw a ravioli at Ramona.
It's like an
and now she feels really bad about throwing the ravioli.
Ravioli over and over.
So they all sit down, and it's a little frosty with Ramona and Leah at first. And Ramona, there's like a little, there's like finger sandwiches, whatever. And Ramona goes, you know what? I've been running around all day, so I'll have the egg salad. Which, again, was like, Mad Libs. Okay. Yeah. I know why it was so funny to me that, like, Ramona had, like, felt the urge to, like, declare the logic and the reasoning behind why she was grabbing an egg salad sandwich from cafes. I don't know.
Have breakfast. So I'm going to have the egg sandwich, okay? That's what you have for breakfast. Running around all day. Did you notice that the Countess came in wearing a golden crappie on her head? That was pretty amazing. Thanks for
the shout.
I did not notice that. Ramona's like, you know what? It's ironic that Trenta and Luanne are throwing this nice tea party. There's scones. It's polite. Everyone's in a dress. And everyone's in hats. Maybe they're trying to teach Leah something, okay?
Anyway. As someone who just ate some egg salad, I would like to say something. No, I have nothing to say. I don't know why I started saying that. I started making a segue to nothing.
Leah has something to say. She's like, so Ramona, I owe you an apology. Like, I really didn't want it to get to that point. She's like, what? You disrupted the weekend? But you know what? You apologize? And that's okay, okay? She's like, but I'm open to your anxiety.
I like that Ramona's like, I'll just apologize for you. That's okay. You know what? You're very sorry that you're out of control. You'll never do it again. You respect your elders, and you agree. This egg salad sandwich is delicious. You'll never throw a ravioli in my face again, and you'll never invite your sister. I'm so glad we agree about that, okay?
Yeah. And so Ramona's like, you know what? I just walked away from that weekend very emotionally upset, and I've never been that way, okay? And all I would like from you, if you're open, is to put it behind us. Because I like the invitation because it said reset, okay?
I like Ramona walked away from that weekend being very emotionally upset. She's never been that way. Says this woman who got cheated on by her husband with like the nanny or something like that. But no, it was this weekend in Newport that was really like the thing that rattled her the most.
Yeah, this really took her down. So Leah's like, well, I'm not apologizing for who I am or anything. I'm just apologizing for what I did. She's like, oh, this is normal behavior that scares me. Sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. She gives us an I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry. She gives us everything. It's Ramona's greatest hits.
And Leah's like, but is that my normal behavior? I mean, have you ever seen me acting like that? And they're like,
Luann's like, well, her ass at the Hamptons. Remember that? You were literally throwing fire. I mean, as one fire maker to another, I mean, you were a little out of control.
Yeah. So Ramona's like, I was exhausted from that weekend. I didn't sleep for 4 days, okay? And Drina's like, all right. You can calm it down now. She's like, we've all had our moments in this group. And then we get a clip of some of Dorinda's greatest moments. Hey, Sonya, why don't you get my coat? Weren't you a hostess? Miss Hostess with the mostest! With, like, the field goal on her vagina.
And then we see Sonya falling on her face, even though she was seated in Miami, which still made me, like, give a full belly laugh because it's just that funny every time. Then Luann getting arrested. I'm going to kill you all. And Ramona throwing a glass at Kristen's face, which, by the way, I think then therefore proves the theory. Is this show any more unhinged? No.
Yeah. Who are you to get me wet? So Dorinda's like, I mean, come on.
You're not living in Downton Abbey, okay? You know, it looks like you're carried away. You can just give her a bone. Just give her a bone, Ramona.
She's extending the scone here. You see what I did there? I rhymed scone with bone. Yeah. So Ramona's like, you know what? I want to go forward. So Ramona, I also noticed last week you made such an amazing observation that when Ramona is like upset or whatever it is, she'll do that thing where she's looking off in the distance, even if it's like pitch black at night. The other thing that Ramona does is when she doesn't want to talk about something anymore, we all know that she'll just like, well, she'll just squash it with a hug. But what she does is she has like this hurried, awkward like way of getting out of her chair. She's like, you know what, I want to give you a hug. And she sort of like slides out of her chair and almost like falls over every single time. She's like, you know what, I'm gonna give you a hug, okay? You know what, this is all I want. I'm just gonna give you a hug right now. You know what, I just want to move forward, you know? And she, like, her tradition with that is that she goes sideways with her back towards everyone, and then she flips around with the hug.
Ramona flip. So she's like, you know what, Leah? I just want to move forward. So let's just give a hug, and let's not backtrack. And so while they're hugging, Leah's like, but I do really feel bad. Like, you didn't deserve that. A ravioli, you didn't deserve it. She's like, I'm all right, because you're a good girl. Okay, you're a good girl. So bracelet goes on forever, and she's like, you know what? Leah's apology is not what I wanted exactly, but I forgive her because I have a soft spot with her, okay? I don't know what it is. You know, sometimes you can't explain. It just is. I'm like, you have a soft spot for her because you know she'll drag your ass across the coals and not take your shit, okay? You have the same soft spot that any bully has for someone that will punch them back in the face.
Yes. Good for you. Exactly. You know what? Like, my heart, these days, my heart is mainly stone, but there's one section that's just pretty much made up of egg salad. That's called the Leah spot, okay? Soft. So then Dorinda's like, this one here, she's a big softy. She's just a big softy. Hey, don't bring that shit up again. Don't you dare bring that shit up again, okay? You're a terrible person. You're a terrible person.
So then Sonya shows up in like some weird sun hat thing. Sonya's not a big tea
wearing all black. Yeah.
Oh, and Dorinda goes, I wish we had some clotted cream. And Ramona goes, we don't need potted cream, okay? So then Tinsley comes in, just dressed like a crazy Barbie, like a big pink dress with big puffy shoulder sleeves.
just like 100% Tinsley.
Yeah.
Pink Tinsley.
Dorinda's like, let's change sheets so we can all get to know each other better, yay? And then Ramona's like, you know what? Let's hug again. Let's hug now in chairs because it's totally different when you're hugging in chairs than it is when you're standing up, okay, Leah?
Yeah. She's like, you know what? You know what? I feel you. I don't know what it is, but you touch a special place. You touch my egg salad center, okay? You just touch it, okay? I'm sorry, okay?
So Dorinda pulls Tinsley aside to talk to her, and she goes, look, I don't want to approach you aggressively. So, you were in Niagara Falls with Scott. I know it for a fact, all right? I need you to go tell the ladies that you're seeing him, or I will.
Who cares? I'm not going to be aggressive. But I'm going to sort of blackmail you right now. Either you do it or I do it, okay?
Yeah, and Tinsley goes, what? I'm not seeing him. I mean, I saw him in Toronto, and then we flew over to Niagara Falls, and it was just like a two-day thing. She's, I don't care. It's incredibly deceptive, Tinsley.
And I know for a fact you were on the Canadian side, which has a better view, but it's not American, okay? It's not American.
But also Tinsley. So, yeah, I just ran into him in Toronto, and then we flew to the most romantic place in the world, Niagara Falls, where everybody gets engaged.
I know, seriously. Well, I heard that they had good helpers there. The Maid of the Mist is not a real helper. So then, what happened was that a friend of a friend sent Dorinda the picture, which is also so shady, because that means that Dorinda's been talking to everyone, enough that, like, Her friends' friends know to send the photo forward to her, right?
Well, she's a detective of the show. Remember when she had like a whole binder of shit on? Was it Sonya that she had? She's like, I got a binder, and my friend sent me this evidence and sent me that evidence. She's always trying to solve a mystery.
She watches a lot of Law and Order and Ghost Hunters, apparently. So she knows how to track shit down.
Okay? I know you in Niagara Falls with a ghost. You better tell me, baby. You better tell me right now, bitch.
So Dorinda is now trying to spin this into really a story about dishonesty, and she's like, you know, I just don't know why she can't share with us. Why can't she share? We are an open environment, and if you're not going to be open, we're going to track you down with spies and out you to everyone before you're ready, okay? We're very open like that.
Yeah, and she goes, you don't tell me every detail of your life. She goes, you know what, you not only don't tell details, you say you're not together. And she goes, we're not together. Oh really? You just fuck him on the weekends? What is that? What business of that is yours? Let her fuck whoever she wants on the weekends. I'm talking like Tinsley now.
Dorinda, you were having such a good episode. You were doing so well. You ordered yourself a burger. You got sloppy, but you didn't get belligerent. You were just like, you were doing a great job. And then you couldn't help yourself. And then Tinsley even says something that I actually think was very honest. I wish that Dorinda actually appreciated the honesty in her saying this. Tinsley saying, and by the way, we're not something, and I'm hopeful that we would turn into something. I actually want us to turn into something, which I thought that was like, that was full on Tinsley honesty right there. That was actually probably not an easy thing to say. And Dorinda didn't, and then Dorinda goes, well, you have to tell them then. You have to tell them. I don't want to be mean, but you have to tell them. I was like, and by the way, we should also add that this scene is taking place, it seems like it's late October, because next week is a Halloween episode. And BravoCon was what? Like, that was like November 14th or 15th, only about 2 or 3 weeks later. And that's when Tinsley was like, I'm engaged. So,
yeah, well, she was just at Niagara
something
Falls,
is going on.
So,
yeah.
Dorinda's like, you better do it. I'm going to leave it to you. Okay, girls, Tinsley has something to say. It's like, wow, way to leave it to her.
Yeah.
So she's like, well, I thought it was private, but you know what? I guess I need to tell everybody that I saw an ex-boyfriend this weekend. And Ramona's like, you're that Scott? What? What?
Quick, someone throw a ravioli at her face. She's going to blow.
That's a huge move for life, okay? So Elise is like, well, I understand why you wouldn't want to say anything. I mean, you don't want to hear the comments from these women. No.
Yeah. And actually, Ramona's like, you know what? I understand it, too. She doesn't want to say anything. She doesn't have to say anything. We all know that she's a stupid slut who'll never have a child and never really get married. So, like, what point is it to pile on at this point? Am I right? Pass the egg salad.
Yeah, because she's like, Dorinda's just going to attack her. I don't blame her, you know? So Luanda's like, well, now that we do know, can we know how it went? Did you get any coupons or cabins or coupon cabins? I've always wanted to see a cabin built out of a coupon.
And then Tinsley starts going, it went really well. It really did. And they're like, why are you crying? Like,
why are you crying?
She's like, well, because I don't think it's going to end well. It never does.
And Lee goes, oh, geez. At this point, you should just be with him. Just say, fuck it. You're impregnating me. Put a ring on it or fucking die already. All right? There. And that's all they for
And Lee goes, power of the pussy. I mean, just get in there and call the shots. Am I right, ladies? Power of the pussy. That's going to be my next show. Everyone's going to love it.
And that was the end of that. There's Real Housewives of New York City for you, everybody.
Ramona goes, boy, you really know how to throw a tea party, am I right? Wow.
Yeah.
That was an episode.
Oh, we will be back Monday with Top Chef. In the meantime, if you want to watch these videos, go over to Patreon, support all the small businesses that we're shouting out on this show. Send us yours and have a great weekend. Stay safe, take care of each other, and remember that we love you. Wow.
Yes, and keep sending in your small businesses, and especially we want to give shout-outs to some black-owned businesses as well. So keep sending those to watchyourcrappens@gmail.com, and be sure to put in the subject small business shout-out and especially black-owned business as well, so that way we find it.
Yeah.
Anyway, have a great weekend, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
This one goes out to all the allergy muddlers. You know who you are. If your pocket's starting to resemble a tissue box, and you're sneezing through the punchlines of your favourite comedy podcast, you may be muddling through allergies. Benadryl Allergy Relief gets to work in just 15 minutes. So when allergies try to interrupt, try Benadryl. Fast relief when allergies strike. Available at your local pharmacy. Contains acrovastine. Always read the label.
Hello, I'm Jessie Ware, and I present a podcast called Table Manners with my mum, Lenny. Say hi, mum.
Hi, everyone.
Little Fires Everywhere, based on Celeste Ng's 2017 bestseller internationally. Little Fires Everywhere is on Prime Video. It's one of the kind of most hotly tipped new series, and it's starring Reese Witherspoon and Kerry Washington.
Well, the book's so fabulous, honestly. It was my favourite book of 2017.
Watch now Little Fires Everywhere on Prime Video.